Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
Let that serve as a warning, infidel. Let that serve as a warning.
I think you just didn't say that part out loud.
Ah, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, it's party time, I guess, for the Democrats. They won big everywhere, up and down. They should be very, very happy. They have won big. And Mamdani being one of those winners, and really in your face with the win.
Mm-hmm.
Immigrants, there you go. Sanctuary policies, these emboldened Democrats are going to push for this. He's a socialist Democrat. Apparently it was a lot of younger voters that voted heavily for Mamdani, there was a lot that made the difference. Now, look, I thought things would be a little bit closer, especially New Jersey. I thought that I thought it'd be very close. I thought he might even edge out his opponent, and Mikey Sherrill.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. Now, here's the deal. This is not necessarily a bad thing when you look at the big picture. We know we lived in a polarizing times. I love how they used that term. Every time they were talking about Dick Cheney passing, and rest in peace, died 84 years old. But, they made sure that they used that term. And everywhere I saw it,
you're
polarizing.
Right.
Everybody,
right.
Left,
right,
center. Yeah, polarizing. Yeah. Well, we live in a polarized nation right now, so there should be really no surprise that, blue states were very blue this time.
Right.
And it also falls in line with New York's history of voting the opposite of the party in power in D.C. That's what they've done, with few exceptions. So it's not a shocker. It's not a shocker, but I could see how Democrats could see it as a big win. And I guess it is, from the standpoint of, I thought that some of these races would be closer, frankly. Speaking of what, local right here at home.
Oh, my
wow.
Goodness.
The GRU referendum passed, and pretty much I'd say overwhelmingly. Some of the last numbers, I think, were about 6,000 votes in favor, And about 1,900 voted no, which is the position that we definitely took.
Absolutely.
But you have, you know, so it's basically about 76% to 24% in round numbers. That's a resounding statement to me.
So here, where's the problem, Bob? Is it complacency? Is it, it'll be fine, the courts will take care of it? I mean, those are miserable numbers.
Well, yeah, and voter turnout was miserable, too. I mean, what'd they get, around 10%-ish, something mm-hmm. like that? So once again, we have seen the city of Gainesville where about 6% of the population is calling the shots for the other 94%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what has occurred many times in the past, and this trend continues. I don't understand why people feel put upon to vote. I just, I'll never understand that. I've been busy my whole life. Most of us have been. And we have found a way and time and carved it out to where we're able to vote. And it couldn't be any easier these days than it ever has been.
You had early voting.
You had early voting. You had mail-in voting.
And it was one thing that literally took me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't carve out 5 minutes of your day to let your voice be heard.
Wow.
It's sad. So, the overall takeaway from this is extremely sad. Mm-hmm. The lefty power machine in Gainesville has to be very happy. They clearly got their way in a big, big way. Now, this isn't over. Some of this stuff will be settled, I think, well, most of it, by the courts. And the reason for that is that Tallahassee had to actually step in and put a board together to rescue, for lack of a better term, really, GRU. And they put together a team, and Ed Bilarski as CEO. They were getting GRU really back on solid ground again, which is with no easy task. I'm telling you, no easy task at all. I mean, this guy and the panel of people appointed, they deserve medals. They deserve statues. And instead, the completely ignorant voters of Gainesville have voted to put the city commission back in charge. Look, and I feel for you, Greg, because you live in the city limit. I feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to tell you, the city of Gainesville deserves what it gets.
Those of you who either did not vote or voted for it, you deserve what we're all going to get.
And you better not say a peep. Better not hear a peep about you complaining about rates.
No.
You must be very, very happy with the high rates. Because if you think if they're going to continue to go down, you're dreaming. They're only going to go up. And they're going to go up in a big, big way. Because Gainesville, what they always did was used GRU as their piggy bank.
Yep.
And they'll go right back to that and as soon as they possibly can.
You better hope this gets fixed in the courts.
Yeah. And it's a shame that it has to come to that. But that's the makeup, I guess, of the population. You've got Democrats that way outnumber Republicans. And those who are Republicans or independent are, I guess, completely apathetic. And
I mean, 1,900 people voted against it. 1,900 out of the city of Gainesville.
Yeah, I'd like to see the breakdown. I guess at some point we'll look at it in precincts and wonder how much the college vote, what a factor that's been. But, I mean, again, still, when you've got the turnout of 8,000 people in total.
And I know it's anecdotal at this point, but when you stop and look at who was out there holding the signs, doing the things, when I think about the people that I saw when I voted, it was old hippies.
Oh, yeah, they have a...
it's the seniors that were active.
It's a senior, like, hippie little power thing that they have in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And they don't realize they're being used by other powerful Democrats and Republicans who like the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
They make money off it. They have things manipulated in certain ways that benefits them. And it really is a... It's a good old boy system, but not the typical kind that we think of. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations, America! You are on a path to failure. Now for more upbeat news.
Wow.
On the Bob Rose Show. Oh. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's not really happy hump day, Trump day. I mean, it is, but how happy can you be that Democrats really won everywhere? I mean, that Prop 50 in California passed, so they're going to add, they'll redistrict in a big, big, they talk about gerrymandering. I mean, you couldn't hack it and meander it any worse than they are going to do.
But they'll say, Bob, the people wanted it.
Well, and maybe they did.
None of these surprised me. None of them surprised me, based on where they were.
Margins surprised me.
Okay.
And I thought New Jersey, maybe.
Yeah.
New York, no, I was not confident, but I thought maybe it'll be close. It doesn't appear so much that way. New York was such a weird one on many different levels. But, hey, congratulations, New Yorkers, that you're the next London. And if you don't know a lot about London and how it has changed over the last 10 years, maybe you need to read up a couple of news stories. Okay, you can just Google crime in London and stuff like that. The city is, to some, barely recognizable.
Yep.
And a lot of that is due to, well, it's due to exactly what Mamdani, what he said. Mm-hmm. And what did he say? What did he talk about? What was his thing?
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
And that's exactly began what we would call the downfall of London. You've got no-go zones where people... basically, even the police won't go into these areas.
No.
That's an absolute fact. People used to say, oh, yeah, it's kind of an urban myth. No, absolutely not.
That's true.
And New York City looks like it's heading exactly the same way. Look, this guy ran on all kinds of giveaways. I mean, clearly socialism. And he's a Muslim, okay? And he's very, very pro-immigrant and sanctuary. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You're basically telling people, look, if you're in violation of any immigrant laws, you come to New York. We're going to protect you.
Yeah.
And who do you think is going to pay for all of those things, for all those social net programs that helps people, you know, that fall through the cracks or whatever, that, you know, the citizens of that area have to, they have to fund all that. They have to pay for all that. And how much more can they take? I don't understand for the life of me. They say that, you know, maybe up to 7% of the population may leave. I don't believe it'll be that high.
No.
But I believe there will be a certain percentage. But can you imagine if you're a cop there?
Oh,
and they elect this guy who is not pro-police at all, and I'm being kind here. What in the world, I have to ask, what in the world would keep you there? And I get it if you say, well, family, got extended family all over the place, neighborhood, we're tight. I get that. But if anything other than that would keep you there, I don't understand it. I know I've heard people say, it's a greater city and it's this and it's that. And maybe it is some people's cup of tea. I'm sorry.
It's had moments of that.
Not today. Not my deal. I'm much closer to going off the grid and moving to Montana.
Well, you know, I understand now more and more. And I've only been here, you know, in Florida 11 years. And I understand why people like you moved out of Alachua County.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend who's talking about moving to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of, you know, Gainesville and the leadership in Alachua County. You can have it. I'm done. I've been beating my head on a rock. I get it.
Now, is he currently has a significant other?
No.
Well, Alaska is not a great place to go for dudes looking for girls. The women are like, they're golden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the disparity in population
from
between male
the
and female.
Back in the day, I guess, yeah.
In life in general and stuff like that.
Well, that had nothing to do with the decision. It's all about the decisions that have been made in Alachua County and Gainesville and the idiocy of continuing to vote in the same kind of people.
And Alachua County, as part of the commission meeting or whatever, they're talking about this other, their climate change plan that they're going to enact. And it's like, don't you realize, like, the cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows that this thing was fraudulent.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a book, retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, spent 22 years as a meteorologist. His name is John Shuchuk. And basically saying there's no climate emergency. The climate's not broken and does not need fixing. And details it in very scientific terms because that's what he did, the science of meteorology for many, many years. And in Alachua County, the powers that be, they stick to those things because, I don't know, it gives them a sense of power, I guess. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We want to make it a happy hump day, Trump Day. We'll find some we'll find some silver linings here. You hang in there, all right? 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Karl Marx Day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It is 6:38. Good morning. We're going to make the best of it. We will. But Dems won big. I mean, there's no getting around it. They won big. And Democrat socialism won big. And here you have a guy was not American born. He's a Muslim. He is, you know, the mayor of New York.
Wow.
And it is interesting. I mean, think about it. It, you know, 9/11, the attack on New York, apparently maybe isn't so fresh on people's minds. I remember saying back in the day, look, after 9/11, you think somebody with a middle name Hussein is going to get elected president?
Well,
what, are you crazy?
Look at that.
You just never know, which...
No.
Keeps life interesting on many different levels. But, yeah, the Dems won big. Now, let's look at silver linings. could it actually help Republicans in the midterms? Could it actually help? A call to action. Think about it. You know, you're going to get mail pieces, maybe advertisements saying, hey, look, look what they did in New York. They they elected a socialist Democrat. And do you want, and Democrats supported him. And they'll name all the Democrats that supported him, like the governor, Kathy Hochul. So they'll list all those. And they'll say, look, if you don't stand up and it, during the midterms and vote for Republicans, you know, if you don't, this is what the outcome very, you know, very much could be. Now, that kind of tactic could be enough to motivate voters. And remember, it's the midterms. And like Trump just said after this stuff came out, hey, Trump wasn't on the ballot. Yeah, he's right. That's a problem. Trump motivated people to vote that normally didn't give two cares, you know, and that's big. And that does make a difference. Now, look, New Jersey, blue. I know they they voted for Republican once, like Chris Christie, Rhino.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about his weight. OK, so relax. and New York. I mean, yes, they have elected Republicans in the past. You know, some rhinos, some decent ones. But it look, I mean, Mom Donnie said it, man. It's all about the immigrants. And he's one of them. And New York City, that it's going to be the poster child.
Yep.
Now, maybe for the socialist left and, you know, Bernie Sanders and all that, maybe they can paint a positive picture out of that.
Yeah.
We'll see. And here's the other thing. You know, I keep talking about the mainstream media, which we know is left of center. But really, we have to consider much more than we have. And we have considered it, but much more than we have. Like social media and TikTok and things like that. Because apparently, a lot of the younger voters went for Mom Donnie in a big way. So we know the influences of MSNBC and CNN are there. But we've seen their numbers really, really drop in terms of viewership.
Right.
So you say, okay, well, where are people getting their lefty propaganda? And they're getting them from, like, social media and Instagram and TikTok.
Uh-huh. I know Democrats, and these aren't kids necessarily. And they even joked, I get my news on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I thought, you say that jokingly, but the reality is they do, and it is influential. And that's just sad.
Hey, beyond bourbon, yes, people are going to take up drinking now that the now that Karl Marx has taken over in New York City. Now, this is for a, it's an extraordinary event for a excellent cause. This benefits the Ronald McDonald House, and this just is another one of their fundraisers, which they always do very, very well. So if you want to know more about Beyond Bourbon, because it does make a difference, that event is coming up this Sunday. And it's going to be, this is going to be a beautiful day before we get cold front moving in.
Yes.
So take advantage of it before we really get some chilly temperatures coming in next week. So it is this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe River Ranch. And the attire is casual, and yes, they'll have more than just bourbon there. They will definitely have wine and wine sampling and things like that. They're going to have food from Embers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice event. Greg, you went. Oh, I know you went at least once, didn't you?
I always go, yeah.
Oh, you always go?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't even drink, but it's a great event, and it raises money for Ronald McDonald House.
Well, so, I mentioned earlier your motivation, which is Embers and food.
Yes.
Which is a great motivator. But anyway, if you want more information on that, just search Ronald McDonald House, Gainesville. That's the easiest way to do it. And if you participate in that event, we thank you in advance. And I think that you will find an enjoyable experience there. All right. And like I said, the weather's going to be absolutely awesome. Yep. Yeah. So you miss old, you miss Fido, huh? You miss Fido and you want a dog just like Fido. So you go ahead and clone that dog. You know, nobody's talked about that too much recently.
No, it kind of came out a few years ago. It was kind of a topic. And then there was the discussion of, well, it's not really your pet just because you've kind of cloned them. They're going to grow up different. There've been some scary movies about that sort of thing.
Yeah,
too.
Well, you can have a lot of shared genetics, but personality traits are kind of. But that's a whole different ballgame there. But apparently, it was Tom Brady, who's admitted that his current dog Junie was cloned from cells taken from a previous pet that died in 2023. Brady says that Junie has pit bull mix, is cloned from Lua, which he shared with his kids and ex-wife Giselle. Junie was apparently cloned using blood samples saved before Lua's death 2 years ago. Wow. The cloning was arranged in association with Colossal Biosciences, a Dallas-based biotech company, according to USA Today. I love animals. They mean the world to me and my family, Brady said in an announcement in cooperation with the company. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. Huh. He said, the company gave my family a second chance with a clone of our beloved dog.
All right. So is that like cute or is it creepy? Or a little bit of both?
I think having a stuffed rendition of your dog in the living room is kind of creepy.
Okay.
The cloning, not as much in
my
world.
All right. All right.
What about you?
I haven't decided yet. It's just different.
Having another Barrett after Barrett goes away, that would probably be a good thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Interesting.
But I don't think, personality traits.
Yeah, you can't fix
it. Looks the same, but.
Right.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. No matter how poorly Republicans did, up and down, in and out of all the ballots, we're still going to make it an awesome, happy hump day, Trump day. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 6:51, 9 minutes until 7 o'clock. And the Democrats win big. That is your top story. It could actually help, though, the Republicans at the midterms when they see what is happening, even though these are New Jersey and New York, for instance, these are blue states for the most part anyway. So that we shouldn't be shocked by it. I thought that some of the races might be a little bit closer, but they weren't. But this will be used, hopefully, by the Republicans as a catalyst to get people motivated for the midterms, which I thought the way things were going, actually, not that the Republicans are so awesome, but that the Democrats have failed on so many issues. They're on the wrong side of so many issues and need to go down all of them. But, biological male playing in, women's sports is one example. Wide open borders is another example. The Dems have been on the wrong side. So it's kind of like, the Republicans should be benefiting from that. But in these particular cases, not at all. And Zoran Mamdani, he's it's all about the immigrants, and so let him talk about it.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
Infidels, rent your U-Hauls now before they sell out.
Yeah.
Infidels.
Somebody was joking that you should buy stock in Two Men in a Truck. It's like, they're going to be busy.
You wonder, though, there's a lot of people that talk about it, and there's people that maybe would if they could.
Sure.
It's not always that easy, uproot everybody and that. And people have extended family. It's not an easy thing. But, I'm sure that especially people that financially can make this move relatively easy, I don't know what would keep you there? It can't be the wonderful weather.
No.
You know, can't be the friendly folks you pass on the streets. I don't know.
And we were, it's so funny because before the show, you know, I had the thought, I'm like, man, I gotta remember to tell Bob, this is what folks in London asked for. And then you came in the studio and I started to say something and you went, yeah, exactly. Because it's like, we were on the same page. Look to London, people.
Yeah.
Look to London.
You know, Europe is ahead of the curve on a lot of things we've experienced through the years. And this is another, really a great example of, you know, look, you've had fair warning.
Yes.
And these younger voters, I don't know what they are thinking, because in a lot of cases, these younger voters are the ones that really pushed hard. I mean, some in the like 80 percentile for Mom Donnie. And you wonder, okay, so clearly the term socialism doesn't cause you any hesitation. In fact, maybe cause for embracing.
Well, they see a handout. They see something free, something easy. They don't know the consequences. They've not studied their history.
How much of it is just plain old anti-Trump? Just Trump hating coming out?
Well, they know what they've been told, and he's a racist, and he's homophobic, and he's a tyrant, and he's an authoritarian. Meanwhile, the guy is running around the world not getting any sleep trying to make things better for us.
I know you're not a betting man, but if people are laying money down to see who the next Florida Gator coach is.
Wow.
Apparently, Lane Kiffin is not number one.
Really?
Well, when it comes to the betting world and laying down odds, he was, I know, at one point. And then here comes this Missouri coach, Eli Drinkwitz, now listed as the favorite for the job. And this is the Mizzou coach. And he's 6-2 this season. He was 10-3 last year and 11-2 in 2023. I mean, the guy's...
Wow.
He's on a roll.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Good
and so he's already familiar with the SEC, having competed in the SEC, which is not easy. Well, same thing with Lane Kiffin. Okay. So kind of similar in some ways there. But wait, there's another person who actually pushes Lane Kiffin into third place now.
Really?
According to people that set the odds. And yes. It's former Penn State coach James Franklin, who at first blush, I said, absolutely not. And then, but the more I think about it, he was one that really, honestly, never should have been on the hot seat. He still had a very, very good record. Look, he was 104-45 at Penn State. He was 13-3 last year, playing in the Big Ten. So, maybe, huh? I'm open to it. I still want John Gruden, though.
Yeah.
Chucky on the sidelines. you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.